Are superheroes good role models? Superheroes are everywhere. In comic books, movies, video games, and in posters on buses and trains. But what effect, if any, do superheroes have on our behavior? A research team at Stanford University decided to explore this question by setting up a virtual reality experiment. In the study, people were given a mission to find and rescue a sick child. One group of participants was made to feel as though they could fly like Superman, while another group attempted the same task in a virtual helicopter. After the mission, each participant was interviewed. During the interviews, the researcher pretended to accidentally knock over a cup filled with pens. People who had just flown like Superman were not only quicker to help, but picked up an average of 15% more pens. Every superhero picked up at least a few pens, whereas some of the helicopter participants failed to offer any help at all. This suggests that heroic behavior in a virtual environment might transfer to helpful behavior in the real world. Superheroes may have a particularly important influence on children. Children have very limited control over many areas of their lives. Therefore, pretending to be a superhero allows a child to act out and process any anxiety that they have, and thereby resolve or reduce underlying fears, claims Dr. Amy Bailey, a clinical psychologist at Kids First Medical Center, Dubai. Children age 3 to 4 years find it difficult to differentiate between reality and fiction, and as such, the trait of superhuman strength is completely believable to them, she says. It allows them to access some sense of power. Bailey adds, the risk to superhero play is that sometimes children's behavior can become out of control and escalate into chaotic play as a child becomes submerged in these roles. She advises parents to limit exposure to more aggressive shows and to have children focus on other positive characteristics of their favorite hero, such as their clever thinking and care of others. Concern over the potential effect of aggressive behavior has led to some schools banning superhero play from the classroom altogether. Other psychologists share this concern. Some point to the evolution of the superhero over time and are critical of modern renditions. There is a big difference in the movie superhero of today and the comic book superhero of yesterday, says psychologist Sharon Lamb of the University of Massachusetts. Today's superhero, Lamb says, is aggressive, sarcastic, and rarely speaks to the virtue of doing good for humanity. Lamb compares the selfish, playboy millionaire Tony Stark, Iron Man, to a superhero of the past, such as Superman. Superman, she points out, had a real job as a newspaper reporter and was dedicated to fighting injustice. More recent characters such as Stark exploit women, flaunt bling, and convey their manhood with high-powered guns. Jeff Greenberg, a social psychology professor at the University of Arizona, is less critical of modern superheroes. According to him, superheroes give children confidence and can deliver a positive moral message. Many superheroes, such as Spider-Man or Superman, use their powers to protect the weak. And more modern superheroes such as Daredevil, who is blind, and Charles Xavier, Professor X, who is paralyzed, promote diversity and present positive images of disability. It is becoming clear that superheroes offer us more than just entertainment. If you design games that are violent, people's aggressive behavior increases, claims Jeremy Bailenson, who led the Stanford University study. But he also believes that video games and other forms of superhero entertainment could be designed to train people to be more empathetic and helpful in the real world, perhaps giving us all the power to be a little more like Superman.